believed to have shot it down by accident. Fordham University Russia expert Beth Noble says Putin stopped short of taking responsibility.
President Putin was very careful in what he said in his apology to his Azeri counterpart, admitting that Russia was firing air defenses in that area near the Chechen capital, Grozny, in southern Russia, which is where that Azerbaijan Airlines flight was headed. But President Putin stopped short of confirming that the Russians shot down that plane by accident. Honestly, I think President Putin is a little embarrassed that Russia caused an accident that hurt Azerbaijan and also Kazakhstan, where the crash actually happened, two of its steadfast allies.
If you're headed home from the holidays, severe weather could slow you down, especially in the west and south. And National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira.
A big trouble spot we're looking at is an outbreak of severe storms with tornadoes, wind damage, and large hail that is expected today from parts of the southern plains. That would include a good portion of eastern Texas, eastward into the lower Mississippi Valley, and along the central Gulf Coast.
Rough weather in the form of heavy rain and high surf is expected from San Francisco to Seattle. Donald Trump wants the Supreme Court to put a hold on the U.S. TikTok ban. Here's CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Trump wants a delay to give his administration a chance to reach a, quote, political solution. Also, TikTok and the Justice Department filed opposing briefs with the court. Arguments are scheduled for January 10th.
Albania's prime minister says that country has shut down the social media site for at least a year. Well, Trump's government efficiency team says the U.S. needs to allow more foreign tech workers into the country under the H-1B visa program. That's not sitting well with some of the president-elect's fiercest supporters. CBS's Tarian Small.
Vivek Ramaswamy on X on Thursday. Quote, a culture that celebrates the prom queen over the math Olympiad champ or the jock over the valedictorian will not produce the best engineers. Elon Musk, who along with Ramaswamy will lead Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, also posted on X that same day. Quote, the number of people who are super talented engineers and super motivated in the USA is far too low. The backlash was fast and furious from Trump loyalists who support strict limits on immigration. Silent for now on the issue, President-elect Trump.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you're not feeling too festive this year, it's not just you. The holiday season can be hard for a variety of reasons. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
In Wisconsin, the recent school shooting tragedy in Madison can compound feelings of loneliness and grief that are already common this time of year. Mary Kay Battaglia, who heads the National Alliance on Mental Illness Wisconsin chapter, says seeing others celebrating can also contribute to feelings of stress.
You see everyone around you, the commercials, it's festive, right? Everyone else is festive. And sometimes you're not feeling as festive as what social media or the commercials you're seeing are telling you you should feel.
NAMI reports 3 in 5 Americans feel the holidays negatively impact their mental health. Adults are encouraged to pay special attention to the young people in their lives this time of year. State data indicate about 1/3 of young Wisconsinites report feelings of sadness and hopelessness nearly every day. Battaglia believes it's another sign that local communities need to focus more on how to help people reconnect in meaningful ways.
We've had social media take us to a place that allows us to think we're connecting, but we're not really. We're not connecting with people. And so I think it's really important that youth feel connected in some way that's real and honest and in person.
For those who don't have friends or family close, Battaglia says the Uplift Wisconsin hotline is open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily, and anyone can call if they need someone to talk with. And if you're experiencing a mental health crisis, you can call 988 to reach the National Suicide and Crisis Hotline. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some light snow or freezing drizzle possible on your Saturday. Temperatures rise to 40 degrees this afternoon. West winds up to about 20 miles per hour. For tonight, clouds 29, the overnight low. On your Sunday, mostly cloudy, high near 40.
It's 39 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan into the studio. Then Chicago comedians Bill Gorgo and Jim McHugh join the show to promote a New Year's Eve extravaganza in Port Washington. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Cripescast. This is a best of 2024 episode, and we got some funny bits in here, some fun stuff, and I want to thank you all for listening through the course of this year. I hope you have all had a wonderful year. I hope 2025 is going to be amazing for you. We're going to take a little break between now. We're coming back, and we'll see you in 2025. So, everybody, Merry Christmas. Happy all the holidays and happy new year. And hope you come up with a new year's resolution. And hopefully you've already broken it by the time you hear our next episode. That's my hope for all of us. Okay, because who really wants a new year's resolution? If we wanted the resolution, we would have just done it before New Year's. You know, like I've already broken my new year's resolution. I can tell you that. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It was to quit drinking. I can tell you I didn't do that. Okay, and that's okay. And I want to let you know that I see all of you. All right. So real good. Anyways, I do also want to let you guys know that I'm going to be on tour. So if you have any last minute Christmas gifts you want to get, Cincinnati, Akron, Ohio, Royal Oak, Michigan, Albany, New York, Red Bank, New Jersey. Going to go see some drones. Lexington, Kentucky, and so much more. We'll see you guys on the road. And also, we are still raising money for Doctors Without Borders. Check them out, doctorswithoutborders.org. Follow at Doctors Without Borders. And before we get to this best of episode, I just want to thank you all so much for listening and for just staying with us here at the Cripescast. I love you guys so much. And thank you for being part of this journey. And we're going to be back in the new year with a whole new set of episodes. So get excited. We're already recording them. All right. So it's time to jump into the best Cripescast moments of 2024, starting with part of my conversation with my good friends and collaborators, Kim and Penn Holderness from episode 187. You guys, what's the couple origin story?
I saw him in a bar. He was doing the worm. And I was like, back off, ladies. That man is mine.
Dang.
He is mine. Yeah, that Dang. Was it. I just put my claws into him.
Really?
And yeah, still, he had no choice.
The worm gotcha?
The worm. Are you kidding me? He was in the middle of this trendy nightclub. And he was on the stage doing the worm. I was like, I'm sorry. Like the other guys are like dressed really nice with their hair gel. I don't know how he got up there either, but I walked in. It was a little more nuanced than that because he was dating somebody and I think I was dating somebody. And it was months later that we connected, but I knew, I'm like, that's him. That's so weird that he's just right there. He doesn't even know it yet. So that's how I remember it.
And Penn, do you remember meeting Kim that night?
I think that's probably one of the first times we spoke. But I knew who she was. She was a news reporter. And the first time I saw her on television, I was like, oh my God, it's her. And it's because I'd seen her. This is crazy. I'd seen her a year before that walking on a sideline of a Florida football game. And, she walked by me and I got like whiplash. She was with, your boyfriend at the time, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. So, and I was like holding a camera, like a peon, like running back. If you do college,
if you hold a camera, you're a very important person, by the way. It's a very hard job.
It is.
I was told that I was a peon. I'm so glad I did it for decades because it made me better at the job I currently have.
It's a hard, hard job.
But, you had someone holding your camera for you. and I was holding my camera for myself. Anyway, you walk past me and you've walked by and I'm like, that's the prettiest human I've ever seen in my life. And like when someone like that walks past you, you remember that. And so then I saw on TV, I was looking up because when you're at a TV station, they put all of the competitors, televisions, like all next to you once the show starts. So you can find out what everybody else is leading with. You remember this, Charlie?
I you're giving me PTSN.
Right.
PTND, post-traumatic news disorder.
Oh my gosh. That's a very hyper-specific sketch you should write. Anyway.
I know.
I didn't know if I'd ever run into her because I was a sports person and she was a news person, but then we did run into each other and that was nice. I'm glad that the first impression you had of me was that, I guess, doing the work.
So sweet.
What was the first date?
Well, to be really honest, because we worked these weird hours and we were both out of relationships, we decided it was best that we talk on the phone before going on a date. So for about a couple months, we just talked on the phone every night for like 3 hours, like we were in 1986.
Really?
And so by the time we went on a first date, it was like, oh, I guess we're gonna get married now. So
yeah, so we, I think we might have like,
what's going on here? Are you guys?
I think we may have like.
You guys are buffering. Your couple buffering.
Okay, am I wrong?
Whatever she doesn't want you to say, I'm interested.
I think
our
first kiss was before our first date.
Yes.
More confused now than I was before.
So, I cannot say anything else.
Where did the first kiss take place?
On the mouth.
What was the location?
We could like, listen, I'm going to explain this to people and they're going to be okay with this. Okay? Because the only time we could see each other was after 12 o'clock at night. That was the only time because we were working, right? There were no other options. I think we had different like scheduled hours. Like I think I had to work Saturdays and Sundays because I was in sports. So there were no opportunities to have a date, but people would like all the people in the news would go to like a bar somewhere at 12 o'clock and hope that they can spend 2 hours before they go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was a crazy existence. That we live the opposite of right now. We're in bed by 8 o'clock on some nights, like reading, because that's just a lot of fun. I know, Charlie. I know.
No, I mean, you got to start the bedtime process early.
You have to.
It's a multi-hour process.
Right. So there was a night that I lived in Lake Mary and I sort of like.
It's in Central Florida. It's about like 30 minutes from downtown. Orlando.
Yeah. It's a pain in the ass to get home from. So when I go out, I either didn't drink or I would leave my car and like crash with a buddy. Mm-hmm. Which both of those things were frequent. And so Kim, like, and her friend Cynthia, I was like friends with them. And we went to a bar and they're like, don't drive home, just crash at our place. So I slept on the couch.
He slept on the couch
downstairs. But then we had like a Notting Hill moment. I don't know if you saw that movie.
Well, Notting Hill, refresh my memory.
Well, no, we just had a moment where we like made out on the stairs in my apartment, but then we slept in separate places.
Did we? Okay. I guess so.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I just went back downstairs and stayed on the couch.
Yeah.
Darn it.
No, I believe all of that.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
That is that's what happened. And then fast forward and oh my gosh, here we are today.
You know? You're like a little embarrassed right now, aren't you?
No, I just wanted, I know I'm not.
What it seems as though is that Kim is your PR person right now, standing, making sure you don't say anything that's going to jeopardize the future of the movie. You know, that's what this feels like. That's the energy.
I would say potentially that, like we were in our 20s when we first met, and it's okay to to
kiss.
On the mouth.
No babies were made.
So then
we had a date like a few days later, or a few, like I got some time off at work and we went on a date and I bought a shirt for it. I don't think I ever wore it again. I don't know how to dress, period.
I think you're a very snazzy dresser, Maisie. Kim.
I had to buy all this clothes for him.
All right, and here's part of my conversation with Mary Mack from episode 189.
I got a little game to play with you. Do you want to play it here quick?
Yeah.
So this is called Florida versus Northwoods. Okay, so I'm going to rattle off some headlines, and you got to decide whether the news came from the Northwoods or whether it came from Florida. Okay.
Yeah. God, this is going to be hard to tell them apart. I just know it right now.
Patron charged with Subway sandwich battery. Patron charged with Subway sandwich January, upset that his sandwich had not been sliced into pieces. A Subway customer allegedly threw the offending hero at a store clerk, striking her with the grub, according to police, who yesterday arrested the man for battery. Where do you think that took place? Huh?
Well, if it happened in northern Wisconsin, it was by somebody who wasn't from there. I'll give you that much. My mom couldn't even. I took her for the first time. She couldn't even believe they cut the sandwich for you. That's a privilege.
Oh,
so
your mom was very impressed by the Subway.
Oh my God! Yeah, that's a whole long bit too. It was the best dining experience she's ever had in her life. The Subway attached to the St. Croix Falls Walmart. It was, she couldn't even, it was so, I'm going to say Florida. My answer is Florida because I hope to God that person isn't, that didn't happen in northern Wisconsin. It would be so embarrassing.
It would be embarrassing. You're absolutely correct. It was Stuart, Florida. And of course, that would be very un-Midwest to throw a Sammy at someone.
Yep.
You know, if anything, if you were really to get serious about it in the Midwest, you'd be like, you know, if you don't mind, you know, and seriously, if it's not too much trouble and you got the time, I asked for some meat in this sandwich and you just put jalapenos in it. So I'm hoping I could get some meat if you have time.
If you have time. Right. That's right. And I was right, wasn't I? Because you know what? That's Florida money. People who think they're entitled to a cut sandwich. That's like, you're lucky to get a sandwich. There's like two Subway. There's probably like three Subways tops north of eight. And you know what? Yeah. You're just lucky they're there. And so you're lucky they're using some sort of refrigeration system. So I got it. I nailed it. Thank you.
Next headline. City bands together to preserve viral rat hole.
Whoa. I didn't. Gosh. Rat hole.
Rat hole.
I was going to say Florida.
Yeah, see, this is a trick one now.
It is.
Because I said up north and I made it Northwoods, and this actually is from Chicago. So I don't know if that's a trick one or I just didn't fully explain that the game could come from anywhere in the Midwest. Here's the game. The game is Midwest versus Florida headlines.
Okay. Yes. Okay. This changes things now. This changes things. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know because I was like, I've never seen a rat up north. But okay. Let's start again. Now I'll change my mindset. I want to count the first one, but not the second one.
Man sues Duncan over toilet explosion that he says left him filthy and injured.
Oh dear! Wow.
Midwest or Florida?
Would you give me a hint about what year did this happen?
Oh, yes. Yep. You can ask for a hint. This happened in 2023, the year of our Lord.
That's tough.
Yep. 2022, actually. 2022. Sorry.
I feel like that's a Florida thing.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yep, you're right. Yep. Oh. Florida man sues Duncan over toilet explosion. He says left him filthy and injured. The Flagler County man is suing Duncan after he suffered a toilet explosion 2 years ago. So he waited a little while, but really the situation. Waited. Yeah. Bathroom exploded. Human feces, urine went all over him. And anyways, it was a no go. Yeah, there was a problem with the toilet due to, quote, prior incidents. So, I mean,
yeah, it wasn't me. Right, yeah, it was prior incidents that clogged this job, right. Not me.
Man throws beer can, fires AR-15 rifle after being upset by drivers speeding in his neighborhood.
That could happen either place.
Sure could.
Well, y'all. AR-15 rifle, beer can. I'm going to say Florida again. I'm just going to say Florida again.
Yep. Your instinct is absolutely correct. Yeah. That's how that happened. Now I know what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. This could, and the picture, I wish I could show you. I mean, actually the picture could have been Florida or the Northwoods too, but a Polk County man, he's facing felony charges after investigators say his temper raced as a vehicle sped past his house. So a vehicle sped by and he got all pissy about it. Confronted the driver. Yeah, I confronted him about going too fast. And that's when, according to the sheriff, he said he was going to get his AR-15 rifle. And would you know it, he actually did. And they got some ring footage of him. Whoa. And I don't really get the AR-15 thing. I don't know why people think that that's a cool gun. Like, if you can't hit it the first time, maybe you should just play Big Buck Hunter, you know?
Yeah,
I know why.
I agree. You should just practice. Now, if that headline would have read, a man gets angry with speeding car and throws beer can and unloads some buckshot. That would have been up north.
Residents fix pothole problem by filling it in with a recliner.
You know what? I don't think Florida gets potholes. I think they get sinkholes.
You're right.
I guess I would say Midwest on that.
You're absolutely right. It's from Grand Haven, Michigan.
Okay.
Just off North Beacon, in fact, in Grand Haven, there's a pothole that's big enough for a chair to fit in it. And that's exactly what they've been doing. Okay. So, you know, construction jobs pretty laid back over there in Grand Haven. All right.
I hope it's a reclining one. I hope it is a recliner, did you say? Or is it an easy chair?
Yeah.
It's a recliner?
No, a lazy boy. I mean, it's the same recliner. Sort of. Yeah, recliner.
Nice.
And of course, what compilation isn't complete with a little dude daddy? That's right. Taylor Kalmus, episode 193. Here you go.
So you're back at Casa de Kalmus.
You've
stayed with us quite a few times now. Have you been enjoying your stay?
I love how this interview just turned into your podcast.
So here's the thing. Charlie comes out here once in a while, spends a few nights in our basement. We enjoy having you. You're good with the kids.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Always make the bed. You'll never believe this about Chuck, he makes the bed before he leaves. always makes the bed.
That's always a big question, dude. I always, as a Midwest people pleaser, I'm sitting here thinking too, like, I want to be a good guest.
Well, there's
I make your bed?
Three options.
Yes.
You either make the bed.
Yep.
You either don't do anything and just leave it kind of slept in looking.
Yeah.
Or the third option is you pull the sheets up and you lay them in the middle of the mattress that basically says, I know you're going to do this laundry.
Yeah.
But I don't like that third option because it implies that we really need to do the laundry.
Do you remember when you came and stayed in my house in Milwaukee, in my duplex?
Oh,
and you got in the bed and there was a pack of cigarettes in there?
Like, who was here last?
It was Billy Deuce.
Okay.
And I told you that I prepared the room. See, I'm not, like, if they don't look noticeably dirty and someone was only there a couple nights, I mean, assuming sleeping in your basement that I'm sleeping. Although
sheets are clean.
I did see you sent me a picture with just a gun and a toilet paper roll saying I made the bed for you. That was fun. Did I show you guys that picture?
Yeah. Yeah, throw that up in there.
Won't share the text message.
100%. I'm not stripping the sheets after you leave. You've only been here one night.
And I'm a pretty clean guy. I don't sweat. Well, I do have some night sweats, actually.
I don't know. Like,
you might want to wash some sheets. I'm going to be honest with you. But you know what?
Well, frankly, ball them up and put them in the middle, and I'll know you're gross.
Yeah. So, okay. So you don't want to wash your sheets. You would prefer I just leave the sheets on when I make the bed. Because the last time I think I took the sheets off, put them in the washer or the dryer.
If you're going to wash them for us.
No, I'm not going to wash them. I'm going to put them in the washing machine because I don't want to wake you up with the sound of it.
So we're going to come down and find dry sheets in the washer and go, he didn't even start it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's what you would have found the last time I was here. But I had left early. Very early in the morning.
The normal type of content you do on this?
No, but I'm
talking
happy.
Sheets.
I think sheets is a variant. I've been trying to do this sketch forever of like the sheets thing, but I haven't found a good way to do it because it's like, hey, I'm just going to do the sheets before. Do not touch those. What? Do not touch the sheets. No, I got to do them. You know, they're fine. They're fine. Okay.
Oh, yeah. But like,
so you're, I don't want to make you do them. I like doing the sheets. Do you like doing the sheets? Or do you just...
Oh, I hate making a bed. But I'm so bad at it. But, it gives me so much crap because I don't know how to do the little folds and make it, you know. I think all sheets should be fitted sheets. They should just make a second fitted sheet that doesn't have the one end. So you can just slide under that.
Yes. Yeah, a little pocket.
A bed pocket.
Bed pocket.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That's a good idea.
And then as an extra blanket, you can have the bed handkerchief. So there's just a blanket sticking out of it.
Basically, you know? It's a sleeping bag that wraps over your mattress and you just slide into that.
Yeah.
And then it makes itself because it's spandex and it's tight.
It's 2024 and we're still making
Let's
our
do this.
Beds.
Let's
We've
do
been
this.
Making our beds since like what? The 17th? The 17 BCs.
I've been making my bed since 2011 when I got married.
This year we had Milwaukee Brewers left fielder, future Hall of Famer, Christian Yelich from episode 197.
Here it is.
Which sausage do you root for in the sausage race?
You know what? That's a great question, Colleen.
We always root for... We always just root for a good show in the dugout. You know, we want to see.
You don't want to be political and choose one right now.
We want to see everybody laying it out on the line out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes people fall hard in that race. And you're like, oh my. And it's usually like right in front of our dugout because they've gotten some speed, you know. And
yeah.
They're kind of coming around like the home stretch and like they're trying to win. I've never put it on, but people say it's like kind of top heavy. Have you ever done it?
No, I haven't done it, but I've heard that.
People say it's like top heavy. So everyone always goes like face first, like right into the ground.
Oh,
some people hit it hard and you're like, I hope.
Right on the face.
Like,
too.
I hope you're okay. Because yeah. There's been some pretty like loud ones and everyone's like, oh God.
So, yeah, I mean, that Milwaukee's got a lot of dangerous things like that. It's not just a sausage race. It's going down Bernie's slide. Have you gone down that thing?
One time, yeah.
Oh, my God. How did they let you go down
it? I didn't. I just did it. They probably wouldn't let me do it, but I just kind of did it. But you go down way faster than you think. I didn't think it was that fast. You're kind of hauling ass down that thing.
So
it surprised me a little bit. And I was like, oh, okay, I can see how people get hurt on this thing.
When did you go down it?
It was a few years ago. I was doing like a production day or something at the stadium one day. It was on an off day and we were up there shooting some stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to go down the slide. And everybody that was there was like, I have nothing to do with this. Like, this is all on your own. Like, they all kind of like turned their back. Like, I'm not looking.
Did you go down the burlap sack or just your jeans?
I think I did.
Yeah.
I don't remember how I did it. I just remember I went down and I remember going down and going at the bottom of it. I was like, you're coming in a little hotter than you think.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it. Cause the Dodger reporter a few years ago, like broke his forearm and like, ribs and stuff going down the slide.
I mean, it's gnarly. I went down and my parents went down and at first you're like, how bad could it be? But there is like a drop, like you're on a roller coaster kind of moment
going quick
like that.
And there's like a pad down there and everything for like you to hit. I didn't really know that either.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Would you go down it again?
Yeah, at some point. Yeah,
at some point.
Yeah.
Retirement kind of a thing.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed?
A hooter?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that's happened before. A baby.
You like signed a baby?
Like,
actual
skin? My baby. No, I didn't want to do it on that. I was like, it was like the shirt. I was like, I'll sign like the back of the shirt or something like that.
But oh, that's good.
I was a little uncomfortable with that one. I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to do that.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Russian President Vladimir Putin has made what appears to be an apology for the Azerbaijan Airlines jet crash. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg says Russia claims it was trying to fend off an attack.
The Kremlin is kind of blaming Ukraine for attacking Grozny Airport with drones.
It's widely believed Russian missiles hit the plane. Gas Buddy analyst Patrick DeHaan says enjoy lower gas prices while you can.
Americans should snap their selfies with these prices now because this tends to be close to the bottom. Gas prices will likely start going up, especially in mid and late February when demand goes up.
Donald Trump wants a political solution to the TikTok ban. He's asked the U.S. Supreme Court to put a hold on it. CBS.
Adra. A bipartisan majority in Congress, along with the Biden administration, have said the app is a serious national security risk.
The court will hear arguments January 10th. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Badgers hockey in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hockey, it's the Wisconsin Badgers against Ferris State tonight at Fiserv Forum. It's part of the holiday face-off tournament going on this weekend. The Badgers hope to improve their record of 7-10-1. NFL, the Packers face the Vikings in Minnesota. 3:25 tomorrow, Vikings star wide receiver Justin Jefferson.
Just going against Green Bay, you know, everybody know we hate them and they hate us. The fans know just the whole rivalry in general is something to get juiced up about. So I definitely rank this one high.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
I mean, all the motivation is right there. Division opponent. Obviously, they beat us first game. So we're going into their place. And, we want to get some of that revenge that we're looking for. So we're trying to go down there and handle business in the NFC North, which we've dropped a couple games already this year. So we need to go get a win.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some light snow or freezing drizzle possible on your Saturday. Temperatures rise to 40 degrees this afternoon. West winds up to about 20 miles per hour. For tonight, clouds 29, the overnight low. On your Sunday, mostly cloudy, high near 40.
Right now, 40 degrees.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A 2023 decision in an Arkansas redistricting case found individual voters did not have a private right of action to challenge the maps. The state of Louisiana tried the same tactic in its chaotic gerrymandering case, but was refused on June 24th. Be looking for another challenge in 2025. Defying precedent, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals held in a 2023 Arkansas racial gerrymandering case that individual voters do not have a private right of action under the VRA Section 2. It said only the U.S. Justice Department could bring such cases, despite individuals having filed 90% of previous challenges. Calling it radical, scholars expected it to be quickly overturned, but this January, the full Eighth Circuit refused to rehear the case. Seeing an opening, Louisiana asked the full Fifth Circuit to rehear its gerrymandering case on the same grounds, with 13 other Republican attorneys general urging a no private right of action decision. In a close vote Monday, the Fifth Circuit refused that rehearing. For now, the Eighth Circuit decision still only affects Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. But it's clear that private right of action is the new battleground and will almost certainly reach the U.S. Supreme Court. We've linked to more on the private right of action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If you're just tuning into Civic Media, my name's Charlie Behrens. This is the Cripes Cast, and I hope you enjoy it. This year we had Milwaukee Brewers left fielder, future Hall of Famer, Christian Yelich from episode 197. Here it is.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed?
A Hooter?
Yeah, a lot of things. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that's happened for a baby.
You like signed a baby?
Like,
actual
skin? My baby? No, I didn't want to do it on that. I was like, it was like the shirt. I was like, I'll sign like the back of the shirt or something like that.
But oh, that's good.
I was a little uncomfortable with that one. I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to do that.
How old was the baby?
Like, very young. Very.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah. Very
just came out, kind of.
Huh? Yeah. I was like,
wow.
So I don't know if I don't know if I'm comfortable.
That is a weird
like
one, man.
Insisted on it. So I was like,
yeah.
All right. And right on the.
They're just at the stadium holding them over the deal.
Turned around. Just right on the back.
Right on the
shirt,
back.
Back of the shirt. But
yeah. Back of the shirt. Yeah, that's good. Because there might be a blowout later in the game.
Yeah.
And then so back of the shirt, signature's, you know, gone. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's weird, but it's like it's just like unique. Like, it's a little sign of baby.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is unique. What else? Anything else weird?
I'm sure I can't think of, I mean, you name it. You've probably signed it at this point.
Signed boobs.
I feel like that's happened once or twice, but
have you signed a man boob?
I feel like most things. Yeah. I've had someone get it, like had signed somebody's like arm or something. They get it tattooed. Like,
oh, wow.
All kinds of things, which, you know, cool. You know?
Have you ever signed a man boob? When you signed the man boob, was it a shaved chest or were you off-roading with the pen?
I don't know. I don't know if I was like locked into it as much of like, guys, let's just get this done.
Eyes closed.
Let's just get this done.
I would do a little signature and then a circle around the nipple.
Yeah. Have you? What's the weirdest thing you've signed?
I have signed pectorals on mostly males, believe it or not. I've signed a lot of boobs.
Yeah.
Most of them are men's boobs.
All right.
And, I've signed a prosthetic leg. Couple of them, actually.
I think I've done that too.
That's a good one.
I think I've done that. Casts, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
That's a nice one. Remember when I threw out the first pitch?
Yeah.
And you caught it?
Yeah. You bounced it.
Dude, I did not.
You didn't bounce it.
Why would you do that? You yanked it,
but we got it in the air. We did get it.
Okay. Let me just say this. Yeah. Thank you for catching. Because had you not been, I would have bounced it. You caught it right before.
Yeah, we saved it. I told you it would be in good hands.
I did yank it though.
Good hands.
Yeah.
But if you're not on the mound, if like you haven't really thrown off, people don't account for that when they're throwing out the first pitch. That's why people will yank it or sail it or spike it straight in the ground, is because when you're on that slope, people that have never done it,
yeah,
they don't realize like how it kind of changes things when you're on the slope, you know, like flat ground, like just throwing a ball is different than when you're like on the mound. And then you have like that drop in the slope, and then that's where people end up pulling it or spiking it straight into the ground. So you did pretty good.
Thank you.
So that's probably why you pulled it, is honestly because of the slope. But other than that, it was probably dead on if we were flat.
Okay, so in terms of embarrassment, though, like let's rank it. Okay,
that's perfect.
So if you yank it or you pull it, it's okay. If you sail it, not as great. But if you put it in the dirt, it's the worst. Is that fair?
You don't want to put it in the dirt.
Yeah,
but you did a good job. Like if the ball is caught, good first pitch. You know, like if it's catchable, you're fine.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it was catchable technically, but I had a great catcher. Here's part of my conversation with my Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and Grandma Sue's friend Lois from episode 204.
So you haven't been on the dating apps, Mary? You're not on the dating apps?
I'm not on Catholic Match. Well, I am. I have have a lot of people looking at my profile, but they're usually like 70, 75 years old.
Well, how old is too old at this
How old
point?
Are you, Mary?
Well, my profile says 49 to 50.
You know what?
So 70, 75 is too high.
You really said 49 to 50?
I did.
Well, they
and
know.
She's 66.
I am not 66, Sue.
How old are you? You just had a birthday.
Yeah, 66.
I told you, 49.
She's 66.
Willing to go up to 55.
Mary, listen, we have a lot of dedicated listeners to the Cripes Cast.
Yeah,
I bet
right.
you out there, maybe there's someone who's seeking a gal like you, so let's build your dating profile. Her name is Mary Cerny.
Charlie, stop!
66 years
stop,
old.
Stop, I'm not 66.
Mary!
Just listen
be
to
Be honest.
Charlie. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't start out with a lie.
Guys,
don't start out with a lie.
Yeah,
is right.
Not on the right foot. Now, Lois and...
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
High post, Williams, fade away, 15th quarter is through. Douglas down to one, Douglas flips it up to the free throw line, and it's good. On a driving shot there by Hallie Douglas.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
With the non-conference in the rearview mirror, the 10-2 Wisconsin Badgers will sharpen their focus back on the Big Ten. The Badgers are in Bloomington, Indiana today as they look to start the conference season a perfect 2-0. It's 10-2 Wisconsin, winners of five straight, facing the 9-3 Indiana Hoosiers, also winners of their last five in a row. It's back to the Big Ten grind. It's time for Badger basketball. Well, coming up on today's pregame show, we'll get a scout of the Hoosiers with assistant coach Fro Gerald. We'll look inside the Badger numbers a little bit, too, in the Badger notebook and take a spin around the Big Ten. But coming up next, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you, who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
And back on the pregame show as Wisconsin gets set to face the Indiana Hoosiers in Bloomington, joined by the Badgers head coach, Marissa Mosley. Happy holidays, by the way. How was the break for the team since the UAlbany victory?
I think it was great. You know, it was a nice opportunity for everybody to get back to their respective homes or time with friends and family. And it was a nice little reset for myself as well. My family came and got to host. So it was great. Now we're back. We're ready to get back to work.
Dan, your team has reached 10 wins through the first 12 games of the season. The 10 wins, the first 12 games, how do you recognize that as an accomplishment with the team? Do you kind of point that out like, hey, we've reached this kind of 10 win milestone, or how do you treat something like that, a 10-2 start?
I tell them, you know, we talk about that's an exciting thing for them and I'm proud of them. But I also try to put it in perspective that we're just getting started and that there's nobody who is, you know, looking at us like, oh, they have 10 wins. We should, you know, kind of roll over and let them just beat us. So every opportunity that we have, we got to go out and actually beat teams. We can't just expect them, you know, to hand us the victory. So as exciting as that is, we know that we are facing a really challenging Big Ten, you know, conference. And we've got to make sure that we don't let these wins make us think that we're not needing to continue to get better.
Yeah. Talking with Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley, Badgers take on the Hoosiers here today. Now, Sarah Williams, just really quick to your last game, Sarah Williams, Carter McCray combined for 43 points on 17 of 26 shooting and 26 total rebounds between those two. How do those two players complement each other on the court?
I think, you know, it allows them to really open things up for one another. So, you know, we obviously bringing in Carter this year, her and Sarah, you know, are going after different rebounds. If we can play them both together, that's great. Sometimes we can rotate them in for one another to give them a little breather. But it's I think for us, it's really wonderful to have those two options because they're a great 1-2 punch. And obviously you said the rebounding numbers, but also just the percentage of shots that they're getting and making, not just taking.
Well, best of luck today. Thanks.
Thank you so much, John.
All right, that's head coach Marissa Mosley. We'll have a scout of Indiana coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
And welcome back. This is the pregame show as the Badgers get set to face the Indiana Hoosiers in Bloomington. Now joined by Wisconsin assistant coach Fro Jarrow. So, coach, what's the matchup today that you think is one of the most important for your team against IU?
Oh, wow. There's... you know, so talented 1 through 5. You know, matchup of the bigs is always a big one for us, you know, with Sarah and her matchup. So probably the matchup of the bigs tomorrow will be important for us.
Yeah. When you look at Indiana, yard in Garzon leads them in scoring, but she kind of does it in a different way. I think 60% of her attempts actually come from behind the 3-point arc. What do you see on her?
Yep. You got it right. She's a shooter. She's going to hunt those shots. She's well-rounded. She has a mid-range game. She's bit off the dribble and will post up a bit. So her versatility is something that'll be a challenge for us. But definitely, you know, want to pay attention to her at the three-point line. 6% of those threes, we can't have any of them be open for sure.
You know, I was talking with Marissa just about the production that Sarah Williams and Carter McCray have. They had combined in the last game against UAlbany, 43 points and 26 rebounds. How much will you need to rely on? You talked about Sarah, you know, the matchup with her. How much do you rely on those two throughout the game today, do you think?
Big time. You know, those two are leading us right now, you know, not only in scoring, but in rebounding as well. So they kind of give us that inside presence that we need. So we're going to rely on them heavily. We have all year, and we'll continue to, especially going into Big Ten play.
Okay, well, best of luck today, and thank you so much for taking a couple minutes.
Sure, thank you.
All right, that's Assistant Coach Fro Jarrow. We'll be back with the Badger Notebook next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Shh. Want to hear a secret? But you have to keep it between us. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Hall of Fame. We would like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Chuck Gennaro. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know was directly affected by the work Chuck has been doing during his 30-plus years with WFHR, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Chuck to Laura Berg, laura.berg@civicmedia.us. Thank you for keeping this our little secret.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
And welcome back. Pre-game show continues. Wisconsin is in Bloomington, Indiana, ready to face the Indiana Hoosiers. The Badgers come in with a 10-2 overall record. Indiana comes in 9-3. Both these teams won their first Big Ten games of the season, and the Badgers are trying to break an Indiana streak. The Hoosiers have won the last 10 in a row in this series against the UW. The Badgers' last win in the series came in 2015, but that was at the Kohl Center. So if you want to find out the last time Wisconsin won in Bloomington, you have to go all the way back to 2011, February 6th of 2011, when the Badgers last beat the Hoosiers in Bloomington. So Indiana riding that 10-game winning streak. Now the Badgers are looking for a 2-0 start to the season. If they can get there in Big Ten play, 2-0 start. If they get there, it's the first time since the 2010-2011 season that the Badgers have won their first two Big Ten games in a row. Overall, as I mentioned, 10-2 for Wisconsin. That's their best start since the 2009-2010 campaign when the Badgers opened with a record of 11-2. So the Badgers and the Indiana Hoosiers meeting here this afternoon. Wisconsin will have Carter McRae and Sarah Williams on their side. Those two, as you might have heard here in the pregame show, went off against UAlbany. The Badgers' last game, a non-conference win over the Great Danes, 28-12. That's points and rebounds for Williams, while McRae hit 7 of 11 from the floor and recorded a double-double with 15 points and 14 rebounds. We'll keep it right here. When we come back, a quick spin around the Big Ten. Then it's the starting lineups and the tip-off between the Badgers and the Hoosiers. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Basketball fans, Mott's Matt for Brewpub Lotta Mazza Pizza here. As much as our Badgers are a staple to our great state of Wisconsin, Brewpub Pizzas are a staple as the in-game meal of choice. Brewpub Pizzas are loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese, made right here in Wisconsin. Each Brewpub Pizza is a swish of delish. So stop by your local grocer today and snag one and enjoy two of Wisconsin's favorite things, Badger Basketball and Brewpub Pizzas, the ingredients for a great time.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
And welcome back. It's time for a quick spin around the Big Ten as Wisconsin is on the road in Bloomington, ready to face the Indiana Hoosiers. But before we take a look at what else is on tap in the Big Ten Conference in women's hoops for today, let's pause 10 seconds for a station ID. 10 seconds for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
and back with you as the Badgers get ready to face the Indiana Hoosiers. It is the Badgers tipping off the four-game set here for teams in the Big Ten Conference in women's hoops this afternoon. This one in Bloomington as the Badgers and Hoosiers square off. Later, we've got Oregon at Illinois, Washington is at Northwestern, and Penn State takes on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And then tomorrow, Sunday, around Big Ten women's basketball, five games. And Sunday's slate will also showcase a pair of top 25 matchups with number 19 Michigan State visiting number 8 Maryland and 23rd-ranked Michigan heading to number 4 USC. We'll take a break when we come back. Starting lineups in the opening tip-off between the Badgers and the Hoosiers. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you